Y'all feeling out there? Let's go. Only right that we start like that, you know. How everybody doing out there? Not quite sure where I'm gonna start at. A few things have happened, but like I said, I was a little under the weather, so I didn't really get a chance to like really put in forefront. I didn't stay up on like a lot of things that's been happening. Just a couple of the main things, like my Eagles is 2-0. Let's not get out of control and shit. I mean, but something made me want to speak yesterday, but I wasn't quite clear-headed as much as I wanted to be. So I said, man, I really want to, but I just can't. My voice, my head, nothing was just right, you know. And yesterday I wanted to, matter of fact, hold on, let me just do it. I wasn't going to start off with this topic, but I wanted to start off with another topic. Hold on, let me see if I even put it up here. Hopefully I put it up here. Nope, I didn't. Hold on. Shit. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to I'm sorry. Damn, I thought I saved it. This is how you know I have not been in the right mind lately. Wait a minute. That might be it. Damn. Well, anyway, that kind of fucked up that. Now this pie has been going on for 5 minutes. I haven't said anything. So I'm gonna start with this Kanye West thing, and with Gap and all those things that are happening, and it's gonna be another one of those Kanye West and a lot of his fucking followers. They all say the same shit. They fucking with Ye. Those people don't fuck with Ye. They fucking with him. Kanye has, which people have called, is the Dame Dash Syndrome. Kanye West suffers from the Dame Dash Syndrome. And what I mean by that is this. What he says might be correct. What he says might be 100% true. What he says might make you billions and billions of dollars. But see, we tend to forget. Well, we don't tend. Kanye West tend to forget. Yes, he has a shoe that was popular. He is popular. But you still talking to people that's richer than you. You still talking to people that got more money than you. You see what I'm saying? So they don't have to think about what the fuck you talking about just because you're talking about it. And Kanye West suffers from the Dame Dash disease. The Dame Dash syndrome. Where he be talking right, but the way he approached people. This is not the streets. This is not the corner. This isn't your homeboy that you met since since second grade. But y'all can say certain shit. Y'all can joke about certain shit, and it don't bother nobody. But when you go inside those offices, and that's why Jay-Z separated from Dame Dash. It wasn't, look at those documentaries and the way Dame Dash is talking to those people. He's saying the right thing. What he's saying makes sense. Yo, don't take advantage of my artist. But it's the way he's saying it. Y'all fucking stupid, man. Y'all fucking stupid, like a mobster would talk to the underboss. And that's why people slowly started to separate from Dame Dash. It's not because he's not loyal. It's not because he's not right in most of the things that he's saying. His morals and his principles is right. It's the way he approached people. So people think you got to be a mean. People think that you have to be disloyal and all this to not have friends. No, it could be the way you approach people as well. You could just be an asshole. You see what I'm saying? But they both can be true. And that's what I'm here to say right now about Kanye West. He is just an asshole who happens to be right about a lot of this shit. But we can't keep saying, oh, yo, it's Gap. Oh, yo, it's Balenciaga. Oh, yo, it's this. At some point, you are who you are. That's just what it is. At some point, that's what it is. Plain and simple. And not saying you can't change or become better or, you know, but this nigga Ye is 40 something years old. He's most likely not going to change, regardless if you agree with him or not. And those people that up there, that's why Gap didn't want to work there. Why you think these people don't want to work with Ye? You think it's because he's making them billions of fucking dollars? Why do you think these people don't want to work with Kanye West, who fills out stadiums back to back to back nights if he want to? Why don't people want to work with this man? Not it's because is it because he's not a genius. It's because what is it? What is why? Why somebody pinpoint why they don't want to work with Ye? Why are they willing to step away from a $1 billion deal? Not saying he's going to get a billion, but saying they were probably on pace to make, if they probably already made billions of dollars. Why wouldn't they continue that relationship? Why wouldn't they do anything they can to fix that relationship? Because Kanye is a fucking asshole. It's really nothing to it. It's not that motherfucking, you have to be a scientist, nigga. The way he speaks to people and the way he talks to people like they beneath him is just fucking wrong, bro. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it once in a while. Intern, yo, go get my coffee. Yo, blah, blah, blah. However, However you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You can be an asshole sometimes. A lot of times you just can't be friends with people that's working underneath you. You can. You the boss, you have to instill that, plain and simple. You don't have to be an asshole, but we have to understand there's a moment where we can joke and there's a moment where it has to be straight into the point. And I can't sugarcoat it for you. If you're fucking up on a thing that you're supposed to do, you have to get checked. Or if this, you have to pay attention, because it could be our friendship that got you not working as hard. So there's moments where you have to instill that. But to be an asshole all the time, at all times, giving no breaks. Those people at Gap probably had to hear this nigga Kanye West say the same shit over and over and over again, getting meaner and meaner and meaner, and busting in the doors like Dame Dash did back in the day on a fucking documentary. It's public fucking viewing. You can see it. I'm not breaking any news. Kanye West said it himself. I'm more Dame Dash than Jay-Z, but I realize you have to be Jay-Z to get into those rooms. Now, why is it Jay-Z is constantly being able to get into those rooms and Gay can't? Is it because he's not going to make them no money? Is it because he's a crackhead? What is it? We all know that's not the case, so what is it? It's because he might say some shit where people might, the company might get looked at different. So when you say slaves is a choice, you might, damn, we might have to let you go. Like if you say certain things, we might have to just let you go. And you're so, is it spontaneous? You're so out there that we don't know when you might say something or pop up or speak or something. And it's not about controlling you. It's about you can't control yourself to know that you are in business and you're finally into a place that you beg to get in. You beg to get in. They let you in, and now you just think you running this shit. You made a couple fucking sneakers. Let's be real. And that's not easy. But today, if you have a little fame, you can sell anything. That's not saying much. These companies that you're talking to, like Gap or Balenciaga or Louis Vuitton or Fendi, whoever, these guys been in the business probably for 50 to 100 years, if not longer. You talking about people who have been keeping consistent on a consistent basis for decades. You come in there and you make one fucking shirt, and I'm sure you design a few other things, but you come in there and you make one a nice pair of sneakers that people fucked with, even though when they first came out, people were saying they looked like the Nike. I can't even think of the name of them. You haven't, and as far as the fashion business, you haven't really put no work in. You haven't really put any work in. This is going to have to last past your time for you to even see this. But if people are going to be saying, yo, this motherfucker was just a dickhead the whole way. He was just an asshole the whole way. We could never really sit down with him. Then what? That'd be your legacy. As much music as Kanye West put out, as much as we like listening to that nigga music, as much as we like going to his concerts and buying his sneakers or buying his clothes, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, do you want it to be like Dame Dash? Where he, every time he sit down, he got to talk about, yo, why is Dame Dash always in a fucking argument with somebody? Or always this? It might not even be because of his, might not always be because of his fault. It might not. That could possibly be true. But you build a reputation to the point where people put a shield or put something there, so when you hit that shield, they might react a certain way, or you might react a certain way. But that's because how you've been. It's okay. A lot of us have flaws and we gotta fix. If you younger, you can fix them. If you older, 50 like Dame and 40 something like Kanye, it's probably harder to fix them, especially when you get so much fucking from the social media and from people around you that's not really trying to give you no honest criticism. You're always going to run into the people who agrees with you and don't see anything wrong, and maybe you can approach the situation better. You're never going to get that. And if you're not self-aware enough to be like, you know what, let me just at least ask. Maybe I'm tripping. Let me ask. Maybe it's something I could be doing better. Yo, is this something I could be doing better? Maybe you didn't want to tell me, or maybe you just wasn't, maybe you didn't care as much as I probably felt. But tell me, is this something I could do better? Yeah, bro. How about you don't go overboard or cross the line on certain things? I understand, but try to, you know what? All right. It's okay to accept some fucking criticism. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to get a little assistance. And that's what Dame's problem was. Dame, it wasn't like Dame wasn't trying to, people wasn't trying to fuck with Dame. It's like people coming to him like, look, I understand you want to be your own boss, but this is my shit. Let's work together. Let's figure this out. But Dame want to come in there and say, I'm the boss. I want to spend all the money. Like, okay, well, then you just lost a relationship for something where you could have just stepped back for 5 seconds and did it out of love and not out of money. Make your money, but genuinely like something to the point, because Jay-Z said it, he don't even charge for features. Why not? Because he's not doing it out of needing money. He's not doing it out of, I got to be the boss and you got to pay me 100% of the record and all that extra shit. For what? If I genuinely like this situation, all right, if we can handle it a certain way where I can get money on the back end or this, that, and the third, or I don't want money at all, there's a way to go about it. When you get Dame Dash in the room, he like, no, fuck that. I want to be this. I want to be the executive. I want to be the... He making all the fucking rules. And it's like, you're not even going to sit down and have a conversation. Let's build something so maybe in a couple weeks or a month or two, we can sit down again. We actually might come to an agreement with something. You can't make it easy. That's what Kanye West just won't make it fucking easy. Everywhere he's going to be like this. Because it's like, he made a fucking sneaker. And it changed the game. I'm telling you, everybody I see got those fucking Yeezys on. They got some sort of Yeezy or they got some sort of Jordan on. It's plain and simple for the most part. I've been seeing a lot of Yeezys, a lot of Yeezys. I've been seeing them. So I can't act like people not wearing them. They are. But just because you make a product that people fuck with, or that people listen to, you know, or people want to indulge in, or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean you could walk around here being like this. It's not cool, you know. It's really not cool. And I think I found, hold on, I wanted to watch that movie. I think I found the video I was looking for. If I'm not mistaken, it's right. I found it. So when it comes to Ye, at the beginning, I will believe him. You know, if it was at the beginning, because we talking about companies that don't want black people in them. They just don't. Like, it's blatantly racist. The liquor business, the fashion business, they're blatantly racism because that is so much money in it. You don't want these blacks. That's why they give them 6%. You know what I'm saying? Cameron said it himself. Yo, when I realized... You make the brand, you're the fucking star, and you only get 6% of this company. And because he didn't realize that, you talking about the factories, we talking about things that make, we talking about this, that, and third, and you talking about splitting it with these people. Like, the fashion business is a very difficult place to navigate. It truly is. So I give him credit, and I gave him that buffer when he had finally got in there with Gap, or when he got in there with Adidas. Adidas took a chance on him. He had that buffer. He had that time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years to develop these relationships. He didn't, because he want to look at everybody like they're smaller than him, like they beneath him, like they're peasants. And you don't realize these people are putting you in position. Their people are putting you in position. Now, you don't want to get fucked. You don't want to get screwed over. But as much as Ye talks and as much as Ye says what he has to say, I don't think people are going to, especially now, I don't think people are trying to fuck him over, because I think he knows too much about the business now. He don't want to just be in fashion. He understands the business and the economics of it now. So you can't just fuck him over. But it's just the way he's speaking to people. It's the way he's talking to people. As if everybody has it out against Ye, and I don't think that's the case. Now, that's keeping him motivated to stay in the business, to stay focused, to feel like somebody is trying to not believe in him. But there is also still a way to go about it. It's this clip that I wanted to play. I want to hear y'all thoughts on it. And y'all definitely gonna hear my thoughts. Let me turn this up.
Is not a driving factor in income inequality.
Because it has nothing to do with race and everything to do with culture. And when you have a culture that doesn't... You know what? Explain to me. You explain to me why black kids aren't graduating high school. Explain that one to me. Explain to me why black kids are shooting each other in rates significantly higher than whites are shooting each other. Explain to me why 13% of the population is responsible for 50% of the murder. Explain to me why the number of blacks and black kids in prison, not for innocent reasons, not for walking down the street and getting pulled into a prison, is so high. Explain, if it has nothing to do with culture, explain to me why the single motherhood rate in the black community jumped from 20% to 70% in the same course of time that the civil rights movement has made such tremendous strides. Is America more racist now than it was in 1960? And if it is, please explain to me how that happened.
Now people are going to clap. People are going to dick eat. And people are going to say this, then a third. And I looked through the comments. I just wanted to see one comment. One comment that'll explain some of this shit. Just one. And nobody said it. Bunch of white people. Bunch of people who don't know no better. Because they just smart. And they're not going off of anything except for statistics, analytics. That's what they're going off of. They're going off of analytics. Well, in 2015, saying that it's less racism, then obviously there's less. So everything else that's just being had right now is something that of your doing because it's less racism. So it's of your doing of why this isn't working, why you're not graduating, why you're doing this. But, and he called it a culture. And that's why I got a love-hate relationship with Kendrick Lamar saying what he said about culture. It's culture. It's not fucking culture. Matter of fact, it is culture. And everything, oh shit. And everything that this white dude said in this fucking rant, let's say he's 110% right. Let's just say that. But, now here goes my side. What about what started the culture? Let's talk about what started the culture. Because we're not going to spend too much time on here. We're not going to do that. I know sports came. I know this, that. I know this. I didn't have the time to really look in that and dive into that stuff like I usually do. But let's talk about culture. Let's talk about this. And let's talk about why he is full of shit. And why smart people that just go off of statistics aren't right for the world. You have to have some sort of emotion mixed with those statistics or those analytics or whatever you call them. He doesn't have no feelings towards anything. He going off of statistics, numbers. And that's what this thing has become. It's become a numbers game. It has not become a understanding game. So if they say you shoot better on the left, then get your ass on the left. Don't even focus on your right when that's bullshit. You know, you understand the analytics, you understand the statistics. Now understand the human side. And understand 400 years of slavery. And how that became, that's why Kanye West said what he said when he was saying slavery is a choice. He wasn't necessarily saying, well, he said what he said. I don't want to talk for him. What I'm feeling like he was trying to say is this. Slavery became a choice because we wouldn't fight anymore, because it became who you thought you were. And every time I hear somebody speak, they always say, once the mental is gone, it's over. If it's physical, there's a scratch on my leg, wash it up, clean it up, put some A&D ointment on it, assumption, who knows, Vaseline, cocoa butter, and it will heal. Once the mental go, a lot of times the mental is gone. See, because it was a saying, I don't know if Harriet Tubman said this, but somebody said this. And if it's Harriet Tubman, that's who I want to give the... She said, I freed. This is what she said, y'all. And this is how you know what he's saying is bullshit. And I'm going to deep dive a little bit into what he was saying. She said, I freed a thousand slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if they only knew they were slaves. And that little bit of dialogue explains a lot, and it explains what he's trying to say. You can say it's the culture, and it has become the culture. But that's because for 400 years, for 500 years, Black men and women have been enslaved. And unlike Jewish and unlike the Chinese, which everybody has somewhat in some form or fashion have been enslaved, but none like the Black folk. It might have happened worse for other people, but not for as long as a period of time. So you got to go through 400 years of a mental abuse. I don't think people understand that. So that's why that back in the day, the dad had come home and, you know what I'm saying, be mad at his wife and be mad at his kids because the white people, because they mentally got him. He physically tired. Then they don't pay you because he said, why are women, this is what this guy said, why are women saying, he's not, okay, hold on. Back in the day when Black men and women was over here in America, right? When they would not give Black people no jobs, they wouldn't give them no money, they wouldn't help them in any form of fact, right? Any. They said, look, if you go to war for us, they pay you more over there. Did you know that? They were actually paying Black men more to go to war and risk their lives. They literally separated motherfuckers from their families. The only difference is when you're leaving as a Black man and you're leaving Black kids, Black men and women kids and a Black wife by themselves for I don't know how long, they're still black. So they remove you from your place because they won't give you no work here. They won't give you a job here. So all Blacks have to go to war because they're going to get paid. They're going to be able to send money to their fucking children and to their wife, who's by herself raising the kids by herself. Right? So I'm not saying it shouldn't be better. But I'm saying, what started the culture? So then the Black man comes home from war. He's fucked up. They won't help the people out. They won't help the people out in the war, period. But you come home, you're Black. On top of being Black, you've been to the war. They still treat you like a second class. They treat you like shit over there. You can't win for losing. Then you come here. You don't get your reparations. You don't get shit that you're supposed to have. You try to build something in Oklahoma with the Black Wall Street. They burn that shit down. Martin Luther King tried to get y'all to think some other way. They killed him. Malcolm X, they tried to get you. They killed him. They killed that other guy, too, who he was like 21 years old. They made a movie about him. The dude who was just in that movie, Nope, the black dude, he played him, the slave dude. I can't think of his name right now. They killed him because they set him up. A black dude is on Twitter. I retweeted it. I should go back. They killed him. They killed not too long ago. When was Martin Luther King killed? In the 60s? That's not that long ago. I wish people would stop thinking that it was so long ago. You have to understand how they beat you down mentally. It wasn't physically. They took away your heroes. They took away the people you looked up to. That would beat you mentally. That will beat you down mentally. So you just would just give up. And you're not to, and of course, you're not supposed to give up. But it's so difficult. If somebody from in the 60s or 70s gave up, could you, like, from today looking back, could you understand, like, damn, I walk outside my door, I'm getting chased by dogs, I'm getting water hose, the cops beating me up. You would mentally just check out. You would just say, fuck it. You would start getting high. You would start figuring out other ways to have an outlet. And none is ever good. They won't pay you. They won't give you no work. Then you got to go to war. They treat you like ass over there. You come back, they treat you like ass. They treat you like you never even been to war for them. Then you come back and you wonder why this is a culture now. They give you scraps to eat. You make Thanksgiving out of it. Now you wonder why niggas is fucked up. Thanksgiving is a whole bunch of unhealthy shit. Ain't no healthy shit. Maybe the fucking string beans, but shit. My grandma put the neck bones in there. She put the goodies in there. Bacon in that motherfucker. Before you know it, collard greens are not even a health. It's not even healthy no more. It's bad because all this shit that's being marinated into that motherfucker. And this all stems from racism. So that's why people say, yo, when black people die, man, do you know at the wake or at this place they got bad food? They got fucking chicken and all that shit. Yes, there's a culture, but where did that culture come from? It came from hundreds and hundreds of years of always trying to figure out how to get some shit. And because our skin black, we always get treated differently. So that's why the Jewish person can come back and be good. Because he got the skin. He doesn't have to be Irish or distant. He got this skin, so his chances are better. His opportunity is greater. And I've been hearing, that was since the 90s. I've seen people talking about Tupac. What the fuck was Tupac talking about? What the fuck? This wasn't that long ago. If you took one person right now, and you be like, okay, yeah, what's your culture? If you take one black person right now, what's your culture? They might not even know where none of this shit come from. But we don't. It doesn't even have to be black. Because he's saying it's culture. So he's basically saying it's our fault why we still being like this. And okay, fine. I give him a percentage of that. But I'm giving 80, 90% to people still being mentally abused. And it's going to take another 100 years for us to figure it out eventually. But I'm not going to rush it. But say, for instance, we got Thanksgiving, we got Halloween, and we got Christmas. And let's say that's culture, because it's pretty much a culture at this point, right? Isn't it American culture? Tell me what American culture is. Taking shit that don't belong to them, robbing people, killing innocent people. Isn't that their culture? Is that not their culture? But fuck it. Let's say you take one person, take them to another country and say, look, over here, your culture don't matter. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving here. It's not against the law, but it's been 200, 300, 400, 500 years. We haven't never celebrated Thanksgiving. We never celebrate Halloween. We don't even know. You go over there, you ask them, what's Halloween? They be like, what? They look at you like you got 17 eyes. They don't know what Halloween is. They don't know what Christmas or Thanksgiving is. Or maybe they have it in their own. Who knows? But let's say they drop one person off somewhere where Thanksgiving, Halloween, and the Christmas, they don't have none of that. But as a culture, you have that. If you're one person, you can get over that. You can be like, you know what? Fuck it. I got to go without Christmas and all that. Fuck it. I'll just have my own little shit. I go to the store, you know, chef me something up on Thanksgiving. Halloween, I can live without once you get a certain age. Christmas, Merry Christmas, it's snow. Fine. Fuck it. I can live without those. Let's say if you bring two people. It's going to get a little harder, right? There might be one person that be like, damn, I kind of want some turkey, you know? Then you bring 20 people. Then you bring 100 people. Then you bring 400 people. Then you bring 1,000 people, 200,000 people. You just keep bringing people. At some point, what is going to happen? At some point, that culture that no longer existed there, eventually, there's going to be people that's going to be like, you know what, let's go buy a turkey. You know what, we're doing Halloween. Our own little community is going to do our own little Halloween. Our own little Christmas. It's at some point, there's going to be people that brings that culture with them because they're not going to be able to let it. It's just not going to be able to be let go. And it's not their fault. They've been celebrating this shit for hundreds of years. Why won't America let that shit go? Because that's where they make their most money. September, October, November, December, January. That's where they make their most money. They're never going to let go of those, that culture. Why would they? They make billions of dollars because of it. So let's say, for instance, you take one nigga, one black dude move into a neighborhood. One nigga from slavery. Let's just say, who knows? Then you lead two. Then you bring three. Then you bring four. Then you bring 100,000 people into a neighborhood. And now let's say it don't become a neighborhood no more. Let's say it's a hood. Let's say you put 200,000 people into a neighborhood. What's going to happen? You're going to have more crime. Why? Because it's just the same color people there, for one. So for two, you're going to have people coming over there who's racist. And because Onchi Bonka was racist on. Maybe I'm not explaining this shit right. But the things that's happening because you're black is going to start affecting you, even if you start off great. So let's say it's a neighborhood. Let's say it's a great neighborhood. But what's going to start happening? Let's say you just pop people there. What's going to start happening? They're not going to be able to live there. Why? They're not going to be getting no jobs. Because why? People not hiring them for shit. So they're not going to be able to keep up with the rent. It's going to start getting ran down. You got the fucking white people who don't love niggas. You got the racist cops who don't fuck with us. You got this, that, and the third. And eventually, what's that going to be? What is that going to become? What is that going to become if you have a melted pot of all that shit in there? What is that going to become? What is that going to become? I need people to think about it because he's saying it's the culture. And I'm saying you can take one person, put them in a great neighborhood. One black dude from the hood, put him in the neighborhood, and you might not really see no difference because it's not that much of a shift. You put 100,000 people there. Not only do you bring them skin color, you bring everything that comes with it. So the racism, you know what I'm saying? The cops, like everything is, it's just weird. Maybe I'm not explaining it right. I apologize if I'm not explaining this shit right. I apologize if I'm not explaining this shit right. But if you bring people to the neighborhood where you tell them they got to pay a certain amount of rent, but they're not able to get no jobs, Are they not able to do this? Are they not able? What's going to happen? That neighborhood is going to start getting worse and worse and worse. They don't have no opportunity to do anything. Now, I agree that this day and age is a tiny bit different. But you have to understand that this thing has been installed into people's mind for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And to think and to believe that you can just erase all of that with some fucking statistics that you think make sense. And they do make sense for somebody who's not looking at the human side of things. And maybe I didn't explain it as well as I wanted to. But you cannot mentally beat somebody down for hundreds and hundreds of years and think that somewhat is not in their soul. But I say give it another 50 to 100 years. It's going to be, our lifetime is going to be up. But it is going to start getting better because less and less people are dealing with racism. Less and less people are going that route. Meaning, in the sense, there's less black people who are going to let you just fly with that shit. Like the Phoenix Suns owner, the basketball team. He did some racist shit for up to 20 years. He got to get rid of the team. He's still going to leave a billionaire. But he got to get rid of a team. So that's going to be one less person. That's how it's happening. That's how it's going to work. That's the only way it's going to work. Is that when the shit happens, slowly but surely, it's going to, all this racist shit is still going to be a few. But at some point, there will be it's not going to be now, 50 to 100 years when all the old racist motherfuckers die out and all the young wannabe racists don't have nowhere to turn because it's not fucking the 1930s anymore. At some point, we're going to have no choice but to get along and understand one another and live amongst each other. Hell, we all having kids with one another any fucking way. I see whites with Chinese. I see Chinese with blacks. I see this, that, with this. It's different. The world is changing. So, yes, in our lifetime, no, we might not see it. We see it. You know, Nipsey Hussle said, you know, shout out to the niggas that live long enough to see the changes. Like, we're seeing the changes, but we haven't seen it change yet. And that's going to be, we'll probably be gone by the time that happens, you know. But what will that world be, a better place? Will it be different? It definitely won't be different. But would it be suitable? Would it last for a long time? Because history is bound to repeat. So when the next cosmos hit, the next meteor hit the earth, wipe out everybody except for a few people, there's barely going to be any food around, and it's going to be back to where it started. And the next generation who comes after us is going to be going through the same thing again. And when a meteor finally hit us and wipe out the pyramids or wipe out whatever the fuck, guess what? You're going to have people build the next pyramids. You're going to have the, that's what's going to happen. It's just over and over and over again that this is going to happen. Now, it might be hundreds and hundreds of thousand years. It might be a million years. It might be a billion years. But at some point, it's going to happen. And people are not going to have no food. So now, what they going to do? They're going to enslave people. The people with the power are going to take control. They're going to say, it's my way. New one world order. That's what it's going to be. And then we're going to have to go through this recycle all over again of, yo, stop being racist, yo. It just is what it is. And maybe I didn't explain it right, but I just didn't want people in the audience clapping, people in the comments saying, I didn't see no lie. I didn't know. You didn't see no lie because he used analytics. He used statistics. He used, is it more racist in 1960 than it is now? He used open-ended statements that there's really no way to debate them unless you look at it psychologically. He didn't look at it that way. And there is a psychological matter to this. It might not be as much, but it is a lot. Now, I don't know what the psychology came from, but it is what it is. And you can tell what it is. Because I do things. I walk and I say things and I do things. And my kids, they mimic me. They don't do it right. Like, they don't mimic me. But I see them walk and I see them saying things. I'm like, oh, damn, I say that. And they're going to be teaching their kids. And they're going to be teaching their kids. And at some point, it will eventually go away. But it's always going to be that little thing rearing its ugly head, whether it's good or bad. And that's what slavery is. That's what slavery was. It was a thing where it's like, you know, yo, watch out for master. Now it's watch out for the cops. Yo, be careful out there. Because it's a thing. Racism is a trickle-down effect that you shouldn't have. But at a young age, if you're a slave and you have a child, you'd be like, look, at some point we might get separated. That's a hard conversation to have. At some point, they might want to sell me and keep you. At some point, I will not be able to be around my family. I will lose you forever. Me and my wife, who've been together for a few years, I will lose you forever. Because they decide they want to sell me, keep you, or vice versa. You telling me it's a fucking culture? Y'all been separating black men from their fucking wives and their children for hundreds and hundreds of fucking years. And you want to tell me that it's a fucking culture? No shit. It's your fucking culture. It's your culture. That's why it's taking so long for us to break out of it. Because your culture is slowly dying. And the people who are strong enough now, the black folk, they're getting stronger and they're getting better at understanding it. And even then, they're still keeping your culture. They're still keeping your Thanksgiving. They're still keeping your bad eating habits. They're still keeping that. Because that's the little part. Remember when I said, you know, as the adult, as the parent, you start giving your child some of your tendencies without knowing it. Because it's just who you are. And then they give their child. And then they give their child. Thanksgiving is one of those things. Eating bad food, fried chicken, eating bad shit is one of those things that's just, it's still been going down. But it's okay. It's eventually it's going to change. People are getting more healthier. People are fasting more. People are seeing things differently. And it's not this big conspiracy. We already know this is your fucking culture. Don't put that shit on us. That's the thing that I hate. I hate a motherfucker who know they on some bullshit and then try to blame you for their bullshit. Whoa. Now, I understand today is different. If you can't make no money today, then you just don't know how to make no money. But there's still some room. There's still a little coat of race and coat of mental abuse, physical abuse. There's still some coat. Because why are these people racist today? This dude saying it's culture. This dude basically saying it's our fault. So why is there still racist people then? Why are there still white racists? Why is there still racist people? If it's a culture, why is that your culture? Your culture is to be racist. Why is it still? Because there's always still going to be some people who just, it is what it is. And that's what us. There's going to be some people. There's going to be some black people that be like, you know what? Fuck it. This is not going to hold me back anymore. And I'm going to do what I got to do. And there's still some people who has some of that coat enough of physical abuse, whether it's subconscious or not. It just is what it is. But it's because it's from hundreds of years. It's hard to let it go. White people have everything they want in the world. But why are they still racist? They got everything. They don't have to worry about shit. Jewish people, they got it. They don't have to really worry about shit. Obviously, there's some people. Everybody's not perfect. So you're going to get a few people that's on drugs and all that. But for the most part, you're okay. Why is that? Why is that you're still racist, though? Because it's still from the hundred years of you being oppressors? Is that it? It's not 1960. It's not 1800s or 17th century no more. You don't have to be racist anymore to get your fucking point across. But why is it that you... Because 400 years. So don't say, why is this happening? Why are people going to jail? Why is this... Because it's 400, 500 years of fucking oppression. And it still lingers. That's why. That's why the motherfucker should have said that to him. Yeah, you right, motherfucker. It is a culture. But it's a culture that you started. Regardless of how you want to look at it, you started it. From the food that we ate to the clothes that we wore, did not wear, to breaking us away from our fucking family because you wouldn't pay us over here. Slavery took us away from our kids and our fucking wives. And then when we got free, the civil rights movement, what I believe that's what this was, you still treat us like fucking slaves. The war, you wouldn't pay us over here. You wouldn't give us no jobs. You wouldn't help us out over here. So we had to go to war to fight your war to get paid, send it over. All while I'm black, I'm leaving my black children and my black wives, who you probably killed while I was gone. Don't sit here and tell me about no fucking culture, nigga, that you created. I didn't want to get into this. Lord knows that I did, but I didn't want to get too much into it because I don't want to get angry about it. Because I'd be lying if I said, I'm doing okay. I'm not doing as bad as I was when I was growing up. I'm not in a crack house. I got a couple dollars in the bank. I'm doing okay. I'm not doing bad. But that's because I'm mentally strong and I understand that I can't let this stuff hold me back. And there's so many other different ways to go about it today that, oh shit, I don't even need you. I don't need you. I don't need your racism. I don't need your lack of understanding. I don't need it. I figured it out. I go out here and make me some money, whether that's do whatever, whether that's do podcasts, whether that's do Uber, going to work, an actual regular 9-to-5, or working from home from the computer, it don't matter. Or creating my own business, starting a t-shirt company, starting a candle company. Who the fuck knows what it is? What I do know for sure is I do not need you anymore. If I don't have to deal with you, I don't have to deal with you. So give it some time. Give it 40, give it 50 years, where a lot of these entrepreneurs finally get their profit from their money and they can finally start, you know, getting the big house for their black children and their children can get more houses. It's going to take some time, but it will be done. I don't know if I want that to be it. I'm pretty sure there's something else that I could talk about, but I kind of want to wait. This is just I meant to post this yesterday, you know, but this is just to let y'all know that I'm still here and that I'm still going to be posting. I've just been traveling. I have family members over here this week. Like, it's just been way different for me lately. You know, it's just been way, way different, you know? And it's just been way different for me, yo. And then I traveled. I kind of caught like a cold or caught something. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I had to, you know, fall back for that. So that's probably going to be it for today. But I should be dropping something Sunday. Just, you know, to get back into it. So I kind of want to just leave y'all with a little bit of something that I had on my mind. Just to let it go. Not going to be anything crazy. The sports thing, that's why I kind of wanted to change Sunday pod to Monday. You know what I'm saying? So I could talk about the sports the next day because it's going to be awkward. Because I'm going to be talking about, it's going to be a whole week. You know, I'm on Sunday, so it's like, you know, maybe I should do a Saturday pod. You know, maybe I should do a Saturday pod that's just sports. I'm thinking about it. You know, a Saturday pod that's just sports. You know, maybe a Wednesday pod. A Sunday pod, a Wednesday pod, and a Saturday pod? Who knows? Who fucking knows? But I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Thank y'all for rocking out. Yo. I appreciate y'all, man. Real shit. I'm going to talk about it in the next pod, but I appreciate y'all. Real shit, y'all. Mahalo, y'all.